Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here with the Restaurant Boss. We just had lunch at Jack Allen's. Did that show up? Oh, it doesn't. You can't really see the sign. Anyways, I'm gonna walk over here where it's a little quieter. So, you know, we walk into this restaurant. It just opened up. This is their fifth location. It just opened up here a couple miles from our house. And people always say to me, why don't I do more reaction videos? Well, I honestly don't do more reaction videos because I'm very seldom, honestly, I'm just very seldom impressed enough with places to do a reaction video. But here we are, it's Tuesday. We came in for lunch at noon and they're on a 45 minute wait. Now, why is this restaurant on a 45 minute wait at lunch? Fully staffed, every table. And so fortunately, Jack Allen, the owner and namesake of the concept, was walking around the restaurant. So I grabbed him really quick, introduced myself and said, you know, I hear from a lot of people that they're having a hard time finding staff. They're struggling right now with full service restaurants. Why are you on a 45 minute wait on a Tuesday and fully staffed, no help wanted signs or anything? And he went on and on and on. And we're gonna do an interview with him. We scheduled an interview. But really, again, what I always talk about, and I don't wanna keep saying it, I want him to say it to you, is he doesn't have a hard time finding staff because he genuinely treats his staff the way they deserve to be treated. They get the time off when they need it. They're trained. He said it starts with training. It starts with standards for him. He said day one, they're told to come in with their non-slip shoes and they're given ordering forms or places they can go get them. And if they show up on day one without their non-slip shoes, they go home or they go get them. And that's just it. Those are the standards. The standards are set, but they back it up with training. He says you get 8 days of training no matter what position you're in. They have an 8-day training program, whether you're a server or cook or whatever it is. And they take them through this 8-day training program. And he talked about backing up his staff, about always being there for his staff. If a guest comes in and is giving a host a hard time, his hosts know that the managers and ownership have their back. They have asked guests to leave their restaurant. They have said, I don't like the way you're treating my team. You can leave our restaurant and never come back. And again, this goes on and on and on, but we just had a great conversation about systems, processes, procedures, standards, training, accountability, but more importantly, just treating your team, treating your guests the way they deserve to be treated. He said it over and over again. You may call us an essential business. You know, the government may have called us an essential business, but there's nothing essential about what we do. It's a choice. People can choose to come to our restaurant or not come to our restaurant. And he honors that choice. He ensures that when someone chooses to come to his restaurant, that they get the experience they deserve. And those are his standards, and they're never gonna vary that. So again, I'm surmising a 30-minute conversation in a 3-minute video, but I just really wanted to get this filmed and get this out to you guys as soon as I can about just really putting your team first. And if your team knows that they're first, you're not gonna have a problem finding staff. You're not gonna have a problem finding guests. You know, really quick, I'll end it here. Our server was great. I could just tell our server was just great. And so we asked the server, we're like, hey, you know, what's your background, whatever? And he said, you know, I used to manage a restaurant. He managed a restaurant here in town. He managed a big resort about an hour away. And then he said he started working for this company about 6 months ago. And I asked why, and he said he was just sick and tired of going to these restaurants and hearing from owners and his coworkers and managers about how they put employees first and how great their culture is and how much they care, but then their actions don't show it. He drives an hour to come serve at this restaurant every day. He drives an hour because he said this is the first company he's worked at that actually takes care of him the way that he feels he deserves to be taken care of, honors him as a human being, honors him as an employee, honors him as a member of the team, rather than just talking the talk but not walking the walk. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. Ryan Gromfin with the Restaurant Boss. Remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, value creates scale. Have an absolutely amazing day. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.